Art-tectivity. Welcome to another fantastic episode of the Art-tectivity podcast, created by 8th graders at North Middle School. I'm Miss Galb, your host, and I'm here to share with you a bunch of great segments created by our students. So, first up we have Ashley, and she's going to tell us about one of her favorite websites that she likes to go to create graffiti art. She's going to give you the website address and instructions on how to use it, so pay attention.
As your girl Ashley, and this podcast is about me, how to make graffiti. First you go to www.graffiticreator.net. Then press Mind Gym, then under Create, write what you want, then press Create. Now you can change the color by doing and messing around with RGB, the width, and can be changed by moving the width slider by the height, by changing the height slider, and then the rotation by doing the rotation slider. Now, if you want to customize or add, you can change the coat, top fill, slides, limbs, stripes, bubbles, waves, flames, tint, outlines, highlight, visibility, background, and if you want to move the letters or numbers or whatever you want to move, it is very fun. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Have a wonderful day. Bye, your girl, Ash Smith. You know who to be.
Thanks a lot, Ashley. And I know from personal experience that it is so fun to make cool words on graffiti. I like to print them out on my color printer and then hang them on my wall or put them on my binder. Next, Marley is going to tell us all about collage.
Hey, I'm Marley, and I'm here to explain the medium of collage. Collaging is a very creative way of making art. Many artists make collages by using paper, magazines, markers, paint, and many other various pictures. They usually use Elmer's glue. One of the many collages I have made consisted of cutting out pictures from a magazine to make up my face. The pictures I picked were items that I thought represented me. I put makeup on there and blue and green eyes. The reason I put blue and green eyes is because I have naturally green eyes, but I wear blue contacts. You can make collage is very original and authentic. It's an easy way to be creative.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's Marley again, moving on to the subject of what materials and what utensils you use to design a collage. Although I gave you a little taste of what materials you are used, there really is a lot more to it. To go step by step on how to make a collage, it all starts with the paper. You always need paper for a plain surface. Some people even use construction paper.
Thanks, Marley. I totally love making collages, and your instructions were so easy to understand. Next, Kayla is going to tell us about her favorite project, creating a clay vase using slip casting method. Take it away, Kayla.
My name is Kayla, and I'm going to be telling you about my favorite project. My favorite project was a tall vase that was completely green and had flowers and birds indented on the outside. I used a mold to make it. The mold had two parts, and you put it together with a rubber band. After it was done hardening, I took off the mold and fixed whatever parts that needed to be fixed. I think the colors were unique because it was an outdoorsy green, and my vase was interesting because I only used two colors on the whole thing. It was green and white. It was my favorite project because I thought it was really pretty. If I did the project again, I would most likely take more time to make it better, would have made up more colors to make it more interesting.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Kayla, for that great review on your favorite pottery project. Next, we have Lynn and Asia sharing information in a mock interview style on Rumer Bearden, an African-American collage artist.
Hey, my name is Lynn, and today is our special day to hear about a very talented artist. I will be interviewing Asia about the artist named Rumer Bearden. So, Rumer, where are you from?
I was born in Charlotte, North Carolina, and grew up in Harlem, which is a part of New York, and I am part African American.
That's interesting. What kind of art do you make?
I make collage art.
Fun. What medium do you mostly use?
Paper and paint, cutting out shapes, and I make a lot of cartoons using oil and collage.
How long have you been making all this cool art?
I have been making art in the 1920s, and I was an artist during the Harlem Renaissance.
That's cool. Is there anything else unique or different about you?
I love to do different textures, and I am a writer. I am also a professional baseball player in the Negro League.
What is a famous quote that I'm sure people know about?
The quote is, "Everything you did was geared to groove."
What is your most famous work of art?
Well, there is this one art that I made, which is called The Sunset and Moonrise with Mandela Sleep. And the medium was collage on board. The date that I created it on was in 1978 in New York.
Wow, that was some piece of art. Well, thank you for taking your time off for this amazing interview about your collage.
My pleasure. I enjoyed this interview with you.
Great interview, ladies. Next, we have Sierra telling us about a wonderful piece of art called The Girl with the Pearl Earring.
Hi, my name is Sierra, and today I will be talking about the painting of A Girl with a Pearl Earring, painted in 1665 to 1666 by Jan Vermeer. This was one of his most famous paintings. Not much is known about The Girl with a Pearl Earring. The girl in the painting was painted in a way so that even her age is undetectable. Because the age is unknown, no one knows who the girl is. Painted on an oil canvas, the dimensions are 17.5 by 15.3/8. Many of the paints used were very expensive. The one used for the girl's turban was made from ultramarine. In 1994, The Girl with a Pearl Earring was restored, showing many signs of deterioration. Today, the painting hangs at the Royal Cabinet of Paintings in England. Thanks for listening all about A Girl with a Pearl Earring, and check out our blog for a picture of the painting.
That was great, Sierra. Thanks for that segment on The Girl with the Pearl Earring. And thank you for listening to our wonderful podcast number 4, coming to you from North Middle School 8th grade digital art and technology class. We hope you enjoyed this podcast and we'll listen again to our next one. We got a bunch more coming out here soon and we're glad you listened. Take a look at our blog for links and images that go along with this podcast at http://blogs.everettsd.org/cgaub, that's spelled C-G-A-U-B, and another backslash on the end to wrap it all up. That's our website. Please check it out. And thanks again so much for listening. We love to hear your comments and feedback about our podcast, and we hope you'll come back to listen to more. I'm Miss Gaub, checking out. Have a great day.
Technology. Creativity.
Art-tectivity.